God, our Father in heaven, we come to you this morning, and we thank you for the assurance that we have and the knowledge that we have that Jesus is Lord of all. And not only are we together in worship in this way today, but you are present with us, for you are our dwelling place, and we are your dwelling place. And so you are present with us, each one, within the sound of my voice, and all your people today who are bowing before you in prayer and lifting their hearts to worship you and to acknowledge that you are our great God and you are our Heavenly Father. We bow before you. Where could we go but to the Lord? And that's to whom we have come. We want to take a moment to pray for our government leaders and all the professionals who are making the decisions that impact us, and in their attempts to help to protect us from this disease. And we lift them before you, and we pray, Lord, that you would grant them wisdom and guidance. We pray for our healthcare workers, including our own Sue, as she works at the hospital each day. We pray for the supply chain of medical needs and supplies. And we pray, Lord, that you would undertake and keep our healthcare workers and keep the supply chain strong. We pray for those who are without work now because of the shutdown or are facing times of uncertainty. And we ask, Lord, that you would just come alongside of them and assure them of your presence and of your help. We pray for moms who have kids home from school and are trying to manage that. And we ask for your peace, and we ask for your strength and your guidance. We pray for our country on this occasion, that our country as a nation would turn its hearts back towards you and to seek you. And we're reminded of your word, which tells us in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and will heal their land. This is our prayer this morning as we lift our church family and all who are listening in today before you. We pray for the safety of your people. We know that you are watching over us. We know your hand is upon us, for our feet are on the solid rock of Christ Jesus. We thank you that you are the one who is our refuge and an ever-present help. Our trust is in you. Our trust is in the name of the Lord our God. We ask these things and pray these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, and our friend. Amen. When the storms of life come, what do you do? An ancient king, King David, knew about the troubles that life can bring. He experienced many of them. He experienced times of exceeding great difficulty. And he paints a rather graphic picture for us in Psalm chapter 46. And I'll commit the reading of the whole psalm to yourselves, and I'll just be quoting from parts of it. And in one part he says, you know, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, so great was the trouble that he was facing at that time. He knew what it was like when one's world seemed to come crashing down around them and everything changed. He knew the pain of loss, and he knew what anxious and precarious times were all about. And out of his experience, he writes this psalm: God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. Be still and know that I am God. David is echoing here God's great invitation given time and time again since the very dawn of time to trust him. The resounding message of the Bible from cover to cover is about God's invitation to trust him, especially in times of trouble, but also with every aspect of our lives and in every situation that we face. Trust in the Lord, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not in your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. In another place, the psalmist asks a great question of God. What is man that you are mindful of him? Who are we that you should care about us? And the conclusion of the matter in that psalm was that God does indeed pay close attention to who we are. He has created mankind very special. He does care, and he cares personally and especially for those who hurt his. So let's take a look at this for just a moment. He is an ever-present help. God's promise is to be present when he is invited, to come into the affairs of our life. God is the rewarder of those who seek him. Sometimes we may be tempted to give up on God, especially when the going gets rough. Perhaps some would conclude that either he is not there or he doesn't care. But the truth is, he is there. He does care. And he doesn't give up on us, especially when the going gets rough. And life brings trouble as it does. He's there, inviting us to trust him, inviting us to allow him to help see us through. So the point is, never give up on God. He is an ever-present help. He is our help. This is his promise to us, to be a help to us, to be a source of strength when we are weak, to be a source of guidance when we're unsure of tomorrow, to be a source of healing when we hurt, to be a comfort when we mourn. He gives us his presence and his protection just as he promised. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil will come to you, no plague will come near your tent. So we can trust him to be our help. Psalm 120 to Psalm 134 is a special grouping of psalms. They are excellent psalms for you to read in these days. These are called the psalms, or songs, if you will, of ascent. What does that mean? These are the songs of the pilgrims that they would sing as they made their way to Jerusalem, to the house of the Lord, to worship on the three annual pilgrimages that they would make. The first pilgrimage was that of Passover. So these psalms would have been sung by the pilgrims as they made their way to Jerusalem to commemorate God's protecting them from the plagues that he had visited upon Egypt in the time of judgment then, and from the angel of death that had claimed all the firstborn males in Egypt, but had passed over them and protected them because of the blood of the Lamb sacrificed that was sprinkled on and above their doorposts. And also commemorating God's delivering them out of slavery. So on that first Palm Sunday, as the Lord was moving toward Jerusalem, they would have been singing these songs of ascent as they ascended toward Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built on a mountain and is surrounded by mountains. So catch the picture, if you're part of that crowd moving toward Jerusalem, as you come through the valley and you are moving toward Jerusalem, you are looking up because Jerusalem is above you. And Jerusalem is also surrounded by mountains. And there you can see, surrounded by the mountains, the hills around. And on the hill above you is the holy city of God and the house of God. And it's in this context we hear these words. Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. You know, that is an astounding statement. That the maker of heaven and earth has promised to be your help personally. So when you have a need that requires someone else to help you, who do you ask? You ask someone that you can trust. There are three words that I want to remind you of this morning that are translated from the Hebrew into the English as the word trust, that all carry a different picture, a different meaning for the word trust that helps us to understand what God means when he asks us to trust him. The first word is the word refuge. Now, we think of a refuge as a strong place, a secure place. The Bible presents our refuge not as a place, but as a person, God. For God is the one who is our safe place in the midst of the turmoils of life. You know, and that's why we call our house of worship, this room that I'm standing in, we call it the sanctuary, because it's a safe place to give that same concept of God. When we come into his presence, we're in a safe place. God's invitation is for us to allow him to be our refuge and our safe place. The second word that comes to us in Hebrew translated into English carries another picture of trust, and the picture is to lean on. To lean on, like you would lean on a cane to help you move about when you have weakness. God's invitation to us is, when we lack strength, is to lean on him and to discover his strength helping us along the way. There's an old song that says, "Lean on me when you're not strong. I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on." Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain. We all have sorrow. But if we're wise, we know there's always tomorrow. So lean on me when you're not strong. I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on. That's God's message to us, to lean on him. And then the third concept that comes through to us in the Hebrew words that are translated as trust is carries the picture to roll on, to roll upon. Have you ever had to carry a heavy load? Of course you have. Do you remember what it was like to set that load down? You go, ah, what a relief, what rest. God wants us to roll upon him our burdens because he can carry the weight. I promise you, he is strong enough. God's invitation to us then is that whatever the load we're carrying, whatever grief, whatever anxiety, whatever heartache, whatever fear we may have, whatever the burdens of life that are pressing in on us, that we can roll it on him and we can find in him the rest of soul that we need in order to carry on with confidence and trust instead of fear and anxiety. He is our present help. He is our refuge. He is our strength. We can lean on him, and he is our burden bearer. We can roll our burdens on him. He is our ever-present help. And he comes to us when we invite us. At the end of that psalm, it says, "Be still and know that I am God." Be still and know that I am God. This is God's own invitation to you and to me. See, stillness is the opposite of turmoil and anxiety and hustle and bustle. In other words, God is saying, when it all seems too much, just be still. Be still in my presence. Trust in me. Trust in me as your safe place, a refuge, a secure place. Trust in me as your strength. Lean on me. I'll be there for you. And trust in me to be your rest, because you can safely roll your burden on me. That's what God asks of us when he asks us and invites us to trust him. And then there is the word, therefore. It means the conclusion of the matter is, therefore we will not fear. Whatever may happen, even the worst that this world can dish out, folks, is no cause for fear. Fear is not the reaction of the believer and the one who walks with God. It is the reaction of the world, for they have much to fear, but not the child of God. We know whose hand we are in. So God calls on us, his people, to trust him. Let me start another one of these psalms of ascent for you, Psalm 125. The first two verses reads this: "They that trust in the Lord shall be like Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people both now and forevermore. And so he says to us, be still and know that I am God. Let's pray. Father in heaven, as we humble our hearts before you this morning, in these days and in these uncertain times, we lift our hearts to you and we know that you are God and we know that you are sovereign. So we pray that you would help us, each one, your people, to rest in you as our refuge, our safe place, to look to you for the strength that we need and the guidance that we need, and to be the place of our rest that we need. Father in heaven, we thank you that we are in your hand, that you love us, that you care for us, that you are watching over us. And in this knowledge, we commit ourselves to you with faith. In the strong and mighty hand of our God in heaven, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hide me now under
you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his face upon you and give you peace. Amen and amen. God bless you.